Luke chapter 14. One day upon the Sabbath, Jesus began at one of the leader of the Pharisees and host for eat. Everybody made a watch Jesus hard for see what he may want to do. Same time, one man confronted her with a 2 hand and a 2 foot swell up. Jesus asked the Pharisee and the one will teach the law then.
That will not think. According to the law, a right for heal people upon the Sabbath or not?
They never answer. So Jesus touched the sick man and healed him and sent him upon his way. Then he turned to them and asked,
if on a picnic or on a cow drop in a one well, on a one hurry take him out, even if that is Sabbath?
Again, they couldn't answer. When Jesus noticed that all of them were come at the dinner, made a fight for sit down at the head of the table, he gave them this lee advice.
If they invite you to know that one wedding, no one go sit down at the best seat. Suppose somebody were more important than you may get invited to, and the person we invite you know, can say to you, make him sit down here instead of you. Then you will feel shame, and you will have to take the seat where they wait at the end of the table. Instead of go through all of that, when they invite you, sit down at the end of the table. And then the one we invite you will tell you, my friend, we better seat there up here for you. Then you will feel good, because all of the other guests then will honor you. So then, all of them one we think they high and mighty, will get bring down. But God will raise up them one we humble themselves.
Then Jesus turned to the man we invite him, and he said,
when you go on a special lunch or banquet, not invite your friend and your brother and your family or your rich neighbor then, because then could invite you back to their house. And that the whole you want to get paid back for what you do. But when you go on a banquet, invite them one we poor and we cripple and then one we half and we blind. Then God want bless you. Can you invite them one we couldn't pay you back? He will reward you upon that day when they one me righteous will raise up back from the dead.
When one of the man never made a sit down round the table hear this, he get excited and say,
the people where want eat that the banquet where God want guy in a kingdom want happy.
Jesus answer say,
one time one man fix one banquet and send out word to invite one lot of people. When everything me done ready, he send his servant to tell them one we me invited to the banquet, say, unu ko kon now, everything done ready. But then, one after the other, people start make all kind of excuse. The first one say, I just buy some land, and I have to go look pan it. So a big excuse. While another one say, I just buy 5 set of cow fi plow me field, and I want try them out. Please excuse me. Still, one next one say, well, me just get married, and I can't come. The servant come back and tell the master where the people then say. The master get so vexed that he say, me case, and go out pan all of the street then, and the all of them in the city. And invite all of the poor people then. And people were crippled, and were half, and then one were blind. When the servant come back, he say, sir, I don't do all what you tell me to do, and we still got space for more people. So his master say, go out upon the highway then, and in all of them leap car the road, and anybody where you could find, make sure they come. I want to see my house full. And they tell you no, none of them one where I may invite first, not even one get one little taste of where I may fix for them.
One big crowd made the follow Jesus. He turn around and tell them, say,
if any of you want to be one of me disciple, you want to have to love me more than how you love you know ma and pa, on a wife and picnic, or on a brother and sister. On a even half love me more than unu own life. Otherwise, unu can't be my disciple. And nobody can be my disciple if they're not willing to back their own cross and follow me. Suppose anyone who don't want to put up one building. You know, want to sit down first and figure out how much you want to cost to see if you got enough money to finish it. If you not do that, you might only could done the foundation before you run out of money. Then everybody will see, want to laugh at you. They would have said, look on the one he will start the building and couldn't finish it. Or which king would have ever dreamed about God of war without sit down first and consider whether for he army we got 10,000 men strong enough to beat the enemy where the congens are with 20,000. If he decide say he can't beat them, then he will send some of his men to go talk peace while the enemy is still there far. So nobody can be one of my disciples without give up everything for me. Salt, that's a good thing. But if you not taste salty no more, the how you will make it salty again? Because like that, it's not good for nothing. Not even for make fertilizer. Then just throw that way. Anyhow, when we got ears for year, when you listen good.